Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. The Reverend Dr. Rick Serena is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from St. Luke, the 17th chapter. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This is a rather familiar gospel lesson. You hear it at least once on Thanksgiving, if and when you attend Thanksgiving services, not always the most packed services of the year. And many of us get it one more time during this week of the church calendar. And if you hear it that often, then you certainly know the lesson well, and you certainly know the message behind this passage from the Scriptures. 10 lepers cry out to Jesus that he would heal them, and Jesus does just that. He tells them to go show themselves to the priests. In fact, this is exactly what the Old Testament law requires of those whose leprosy had been healed, that they might undergo ritual purification. That means the 10 lepers, all 10 of them, including the 9 who didn't come back, went in confidence that Jesus would heal them of their leprosy. And they were healed. The leprosy was gone. But only one of them, a Samaritan, realized what Jesus had done for him and expressed his gratefulness to the Lord. Unlike the other 9, that Samaritan realized what Christ had done for him, and he returned to give thanks. He looked at this once shriveled, discolored flesh of his, and he couldn't believe his fortunes. He couldn't help but praise the Lord who had healed him of this disease. It's as if he had to pinch himself and say, "I can't believe what Christ has done for me, a Samaritan, a sinner." You know this lesson well, and you know the point of the lesson. It's what your pastors dutifully preach to you every time it comes up in the cycle of readings. Christ has done even more for you than he did for these lepers in this miracle. He suffered and died for you to forgive you of your sins. Don't forget that. Don't take that for granted. Don't be like the 9 lepers, but give your Lord thanks and praise because of what he has done for you. You know all of this. You hear it annually, maybe twice annually. The hard part is actually doing it. We know what Christ has done for us. We know it well. So why is it so hard to remember? Why is it so easy to take for granted and ignore? Hope I'm not saying too much here, but if you're anything like me, it may be easy to go through the entire day and never once actually consciously think of yourselves as a baptized Christian, as forgiven of your sins, as belonging to Christ. We don't think of ourselves as Christians when we're fighting with our spouses, we're yelling at our kids, we're complaining about a coworker, getting angry in traffic. We so often lead our lives as if nothing has actually changed. We sleepwalk through our days without genuinely reflecting upon what Christ has done for us and what that means for us and how we should live our lives in light of what Christ has done for us. We can be just exactly like those 9 lepers, eating and drinking with once shriveled and discolored hands, yet never once taking the time to ponder what those hands were like before Jesus. The hard part isn't figuring out what this lesson says. That's pretty straightforward. The real hard part for us is to avoid making the same mistakes as those 9 lepers. That's precisely why we need this lesson. We should be like that Samaritan leper. We should pinch ourselves at our good fortunes. We need to snap back to the realization of what that crucified and risen Lord Jesus Christ has done for us and what that means for our eternal destiny. Remember that bloody, gruesome, sacrificial death of the eternal Son of God and second person of the Holy Trinity for your sake and for your salvation. Remember that glorious resurrection by which he has defeated death, hell, and the devil for you and opened the gate to everlasting life and granted to you an immortality and an incorruptibility that you can find nowhere else but in him. Remember the filth and the dirt and the murk and the mire from which he has pulled you. You need to remember just what your Lord has so miraculously and graciously done for you and saved you from. Indeed, what you need is some sort of a physical, tangible, visible reminder of that. No different than what the Samaritan leper had in that once diseased flesh of his. Wouldn't it be nice if we had something like that? But we do, and I'm not just talking about the arresting crucifix that was just dedicated yesterday. I'm talking about the font of holy baptism. You have something, and you have it especially, there at that font. There's a reason we as Lutherans, so often baptized as infants, are constantly called to remember our baptism. Even though we don't remember the literal day of our baptism, it's because the font stands as just that physical, visible, tangible reminder of what Christ has done for you, a sign that you are no longer lost in your trespasses and sins. It's a reminder that you no longer belong to the devil, to this world, to your sinful flesh. It's a reminder that you are baptized children of God and citizens of a heavenly kingdom, heirs of a kingdom that will never perish, spoil, or fade. The baptismal font is a reminder of that for you. And when you look to that font, when you remember your baptism, it's as if you are that Samaritan leper, looking at his once leprous hand. You look at that font, you pinch yourselves and you say, I can't believe what this Christ has done for me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.